SBS हिंदी।
We're speaking to internationally renowned doctor of holistic healing, Dr. Isaac Mathai, who's currently in Australia. So Dr. Mathai, you are a holistic healer. Tell us, what is the major difference between holistic healing and the modern allopathic healing method?
The holistic is the old concept or the historic concept of any medicine, whether it's Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, any traditional medicine is in holistic in nature. Means you treat the person as a whole, considering the mind, body, spirit, and your ecological, environmental, nutritional, spiritual, social, emotional aspects in health and disease. You know that most of the chronic diseases, there is a all different angle to the disease rather than only physical. Yes, even the Western medical doctors in different parts of the world is also very holistic. So it is not non-Western medical approach. It's a very health-oriented, person-oriented approach.
So we are working obviously on the body, mind and the soul. How difficult it is to read the innermost emotions of a person? Do we also use psychology and psychological analysis to discern what a patient is suffering?
Yes, if you really analyze a patient or a person, not necessarily you should have a disease to do this, you can understand by spending time and discussing and analyzing the person's life from childhood to the present life. What are the traumas you had? What are the incidents happened in your life which had its own effect on your psychological subconscious level? And some of the incidences have impact on your spirit. Even that, we see it all the time. So the physical diseases always have some psychological, emotional, and some cases deep in the spirit impact. So by treating and healing a person, you should address all that along with the physical or just mental or psychological.
Obviously, so that's holistic healing. So doctor, when we speak about the spirit and issues underlying embedded in the spirit, do you all also believe in past life experiences?
Is it past life experience or the karmic theory of India? I don't know. I don't have a skill to go through that level of deeper level of past life or a karmic understanding. I generally believe in karmic theory, but I don't know. But in the present life itself, when you look at what happened in their life, good or bad, I have treated cases where early childhood or even somebody's mother tried to abort her. What is the impact of that in your spirit? And that continued in their life until when we met them at the age of 50 and tried to treat and heal. So definitely there is an impact by the present life, whatever happened, definitely the past life maybe.
And of course, as you said, even the effects will be on the fetus, unborn fetus.
Unborn fetus, which I experienced and dealt with a case like that, even that level. But a lot of things with the divorces or death of the close family member or a loss of somebody cheated you.
These days, do you think the world is getting more and more inclined towards this kind of holistic healing?
I would say up to a certain extent, the last 30 years, there is a lot of interest in holistic healing by different countries as Holistic Medical Association. Most of the medical doctors, instead of when super specialization came more and more, there is not enough people to look after the person as a whole. Earlier, the family physician used to do that. So the lack of that interconnection between different systems in your system itself and super specialization created a lot of good doctors to move more towards a holistic approach, whether it is the Western medical practitioners, but a lot of the traditional medical practitioners like Ayurvedic doctors and the Chinese medicine and other systems generally in nature very holistic. That's what India's uniqueness is, having the largest number of systems in the world officially practiced in India under the Ministry of Ayush. So we could help more people by integrating Western medicine with the traditional systems of medicine. That's what we do in Saukhya or what we promote around the world.
Right. So if somebody uses the holistic patterns of healing along with the allopathic, will there be any contraindications?
No, absolutely no.
So we can follow both of them together.
We get a lot of patients from US and other places. The top doctors are referring to us. These cases, they are already taking Western allopathic medicines. But we incorporate that and see how much we can reduce that medication, minimize it. We have several cases of blood pressure. We could take them out of blood pressure medication or psychiatric medicine. We can reduce or eliminate. Or even cases of cancer, along with the chemotherapy and other methodology of treatment, we could do our treatment, which will add on to the beneficial result or taking the side effects from the cases. So we get patients, real patients, sent from around the world for a major medical condition, which they tried everything else in the world. And that is India's healing knowledge, a living heritage. Ayurveda is amazing. Like that, other systems of medicine in India, homeopathy, Siddha, Unani, naturopathy, all that can do its own part. So my philosophy is not a single system of medicine is complete. Every system of medicine has its own benefits and its own limitation. And integrating different systems of medicine and using that is the future of medicine.
That's very heartening to learn that one can use modern allopathic medicine along with other holistic practices.
Yes, absolutely right.
And talking of healing and curing, you have healed and cured and helped a lot of eminent personalities, Prince Charles, Archbishop Tutu. So how was that experience, and how firm is their faith? Obviously.
In my experience, when I was a young doctor based in London itself, I was meeting some of the famous personalities, and I learned from them that they don't want to be treated as a famous personality. I had treated George Harrison of Sting and Tina Turner, all these people. I learned the biggest lesson from them that they need to be treated as a human being. So whether it's a prince or a king or a head of state or a richest man in the world, I treat them as a human being, because they have human beings, emotions, feelings, ache and pains and everything. And I do treat some of the poorest people in the world. So when I learned from my initial years treating the tribals of India near my hometown to some of the richest people in the world or the famous people in the world, the human emotions, feelings, sensation, feelings are the same. Their suffering is the same. And recently somebody asked me if is the suffering is more with the poor people. No, I have seen a lot of rich people suffering because of our wealth. They don't know how to handle their wealth. So I advise them, even in wealth management, to their physical management, to emotional management, to their family management. A lot of such people are lonely. So they need to confidentially talk to someone who has no other interest in them other than helping them to put them in the right track, whether you drink proper water, to eat in time, or how to sleep, when to sleep. So bottom line is life management. So we are very good at spending time. Some of them I spend hours and hours to understand what is going on in their life. Took years for them to correct them into the right track. So that is holistic medicine or holistic healing is all about.
We just spoke about the eminent personalities and the very poor and the tribals that you've been curing. Just give us a short key method for the average person who goes through life working hard, has bills to pay, and has normal anxieties and tensions. So give us a key to a balanced life.
The ancient India always taught the key. That is a life in balance. And our life, most of the cases, is created into imbalance because of our own choices. Sometimes, yes, it's out of necessity. But still, with any situation, I would say that day-to-day life, you take some time off and do some meditation, some yoga. Even if you spend half an hour on that is really worth by giving you more energy, more stamina, more concentration for memory, everything. So you'll get the benefit out of it if you do it for at least for a month. Eat in time and eat properly and drink the right kind of fluid, not the chemical water all the time. And also eat healthy, fresh food and have a good sleep and a good personal relationship with your family and our friends. It's a balanced life. And it's very easy, especially a country like Australia, where people are quite reasonably financially well off. Health is a part of the life, and we should spend and invest some time on that health.
Thank you so much for your advice, and we hope your message of holistic medicine and healing gets spread across the world. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।